With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The 9-day gun deer season starts tomorrow. The Wisconsin DNR is once again emphasizing safety as a top priority this season. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
The 2024 gun deer season in Wisconsin was one of the safest in history, with only one reported incident and no deaths. It follows a larger trend of improved hunter safety over the decades. The last hunter death during a gun deer season because of a firearm incident was in 2022, though there are still a couple of non-fatal incidents each year. Joe Mulrooney is a DNR recreation warden.
Every year someone seems to be injured in a deer drive hunting incident. So kind of have that good communication ahead of time so everyone knows where everyone is.
Hunters are required to wear blaze orange that makes up 50% of the clothing above the waist. Almost all hunting incidents are hunters either shooting themselves or someone in their hunting party. Still, the DNR encourages anyone that plans to be out in the woods to wear blaze orange during the 9-day gun deer season.
If you're going for a hike through the woods, or even if you're in your backyard or walking along a rural roadway, throw some blaze orange or fluorescent pink, something high visibility so that hunters can see you and not mistake you for something else. And that includes your pets. If you're taking your dog for a walk, maybe find them a nice blaze orange or high visibility garment to wear during the gun deer season.
Common violations the DNR sees each season include baiting and feeding in counties where it's banned and transporting a loaded firearm in a vehicle. That includes ATVs and UTVs. People can anonymously report violations to the Wisconsin DNR tip line at 1-800-TIP-WDNR. The 9-day gun deer season starts tomorrow and runs through the Sunday after Thanksgiving. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Wisconsin Public Service is urging hunters to thoroughly inspect their cabin heating systems and make sure carbon monoxide detectors are working. A quick check includes making sure heating vents, flues, and chimneys are clear of any debris or animal nests. Portable electric generators should never be used indoors. Symptoms of carbon monoxide poisoning include sudden flu-like symptoms, dizziness, or headaches. The best way to stay safe in a cabin is to install a carbon monoxide alarm. Some community members in Forest County hope to change a decision to eliminate funding for Crandon's longtime deer park, which has been in place since the 1940s. Concerns began after county leaders cut funding for the park in next year's budget, raising questions about its future and sparking public frustration. For 30 years, daycare owner Mary Kircher has brought her students to see the deer.
I think teaching the kids how to take care of wildlife, how to enjoy wildlife, how to respect wildlife, teach them how beautiful it is in the Northwoods and how beautiful the deer are.
Forest County faces budget challenges due to a lack of tax base, and voters turned down a referendum to fund services last year. For 2026, county funding for the deer park was cut entirely, raising public concern that the park could be removed. Visit Forest County offered to fund the park, believing it would cost between $8,000 and $10,000 a year to operate, but recent discussions now put that estimate at more than $20,000. And as frustration over the park's future grows, Forest County's board chair has resigned, mentioning in his resignation letter growing division caused by public misinformation. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. This week, the EPA proposed new changes experts say would weaken reporting and monitoring rules for toxic forever chemicals known as PFAS. These thousands of synthetic chemicals are used in everything from nonstick cookware and waterproof clothing to firefighting foam and have been linked to cancers, thyroid disease, immune dysfunction, and developmental harm in children. More from Nadia Ramlagan.
Previously, the Biden administration required all manufacturers using PFAS chemicals to report usage data by this year. Betsy Sutherland with the Environmental Protection Network says the new changes would extend the timeline and offer exemptions to some companies.
And what this new rule does is say, nope, we're going to give you at least another year. And furthermore, we're going to exempt many of the people who would have had to report their PFAS use.
The Trump administration has also filed a motion to vacate portions of its 2024 rule setting drinking water limits for the chemicals, seeking to eliminate enforceable standards for four different types of PFAS. The agency also has plans to extend the compliance deadline for states' drinking water systems to meet federal standards for the most widespread types of PFAS. This is Nadia Ramlagan.
Students across Wisconsin helped decorate the state capitol holiday tree by making ornaments. Governor Tony Evers says the theme this year is the Learning Tree. Evers says kids are being asked to create handmade ornaments that celebrate the people who help them to learn.
It might be the school bus driver who safely gets you to and from school every day. Maybe it's your school librarian who helped you to find your new favorite book, or your school nurse who makes sure you're taken care of when you aren't feeling well. It could be this custodian who stays late to make sure your classrooms are clean and ready for learning. Or maybe it's your teacher who inspires you and helps make sure you can be your best self every day.
The Capitol Holiday Tree is displayed in the rotunda of the Wisconsin State Capitol Building throughout the holiday season. This year's tree was harvested in Oconto. Students and families who want to submit ornaments should mail them by the end of today. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.